Welcome to Live with Passion and the teachings of Father Cedric Pazenia. This program is designed to help deepen your relationship with God and empower you to live with greater passion. We invite you to log on to www.frcedric.org for more inspiration. That's www.frcedric.org. May the Holy Spirit touch you as you listen now.
Hi, I'm Father Cedric Pazenia, the host of Live with Passion. Welcome to the program. This program is about freedom. I want to help you live with passion, and I want you to walk in freedom. I want to share with you the Gospel of John, chapter 8. Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits a sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not continue in the house forever, but the Son continues forever. And if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. One of the places I hate to go is to a pet store. Not because I don't like pets, I love pets. I love cats and dogs and fish and birds and all kinds of different things. But I just hate to see them in cages. I hate to see them imprisoned. I hate to see cats that should be out roaming in a little prison. I hate to see dogs that are meant to be playing outdoors in a little cage. I hate to see fish that were meant to swim in the sea or swim in ponds in a little teeny aquarium. It really grieves me to see living things in pent-up little areas. I don't know if you ever saw that movie years ago. It was about a little lion cub, and it was called Born Free. And I think all of us, really, animals were meant to be born free, but most of all, humans were meant to be born free. And as much as it grieves me to see animals pent up and caught up and in little prisons, it really grieves me to see human beings in prison. And so many people today are caught up in their own self-made prisons, in all kinds of cages. They're slaves in many different areas. For example, people come to me in confession, they come to me to counseling, and they'll talk about addictions that they have to alcohol, drugs, pornography, sex, adultery, food, shopping, gambling. And it need not be that way. Somehow they made some bad choices and they imprisoned themselves. As Jesus said, you know, you can be a slave to sin. And then other people come to me and they talk about their bad habits. For example, "Father, I spend too much time with idols, with TV, with smartphones, on computers. I overeat." You know, that can easily happen. What happens is, you know, it's comforting at first, and then it becomes a bad habit, a lifestyle, then it becomes slavery. You become bound by it. And then, of course, many people tell me that they're trapped in guilt and in shame. Inner condemnation, self-rejection, that can be a prison too. It doesn't just have to be an action, it can be an attitude. It can be an emotion like guilt. Others feel stuck in anger, resentment. There's somebody that they're not forgiving and they feel bitter inside. That can be a prison. Then other people talk about fear and negativity, worry, doubts. So there's a whole plethora of different things and behaviors and attitudes and emotions and mindsets that you can be caught in that can cause you to be imprisoned. And as I begin this program, I want to ask you, is there an area, maybe there's more than one area, but is there one main area where you feel like you're bound, where you feel like you're in prison, where you feel like you're caught in a trap and you feel like you can't get out? And I want to tell you this morning that there's good news. I want to tell you who are watching this program that there's great news. If the Son sets you free, you are free indeed. And I want you to walk in freedom. Don't you crave freedom? Don't you long for it? Don't you want to walk in freedom? I want you to know that I believe deep in our hearts we are made for freedom. It's in our blood. It's in our DNA. We desire it. We want to walk in it. We want to be free deep within. We don't want to be bound by anything. We weren't made to be slaves. God created us with free will. So deep in our DNA, deep in our blood, deep in our heart of hearts, we crave freedom. And I remember it was years ago during the Revolutionary War in the United States, 1775, the patriot Patrick Henry made this impassioned plea before the Continental Congress. And you know what he said in his speech? He said, "Give me liberty or give me death." See, it's in our DNA. We want freedom. We have free will. We don't want to live under any type of oppression. I come from New England, from Massachusetts. One time I was driving up there and I noticed the license plate from our neighboring state, New Hampshire. Right there on the license plate, "Live free or die." It's even on our license plates. We're very familiar with freedom. We're made for freedom. In the United States, we have a precious heritage. We live in a free country. We're not under oppression. For example, in the Declaration of Independence, we are promised life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It's right there in the Declaration of Independence. What about the Bill of Rights? The Bill of Rights promises us all types of freedom: freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of press, freedom of assembly, and the right to bear arms. We have these freedoms as a gift. These freedoms are our heritage. That's why we so love living in the United States. Right now, of course, as you know, it's all over the news. There's a tremendous immigration problem. People are coming illegally across our borders from every direction. Tens of thousands of people, young people, are risking death as they go through Mexico. They're risking death as they go through Central American countries. And not all of them are making it to our borders, but they're willing to risk death. Why? Because they want freedom. They want a new opportunity. They can't stand living under political oppression. We were made for freedom, as I said. It's in our DNA. And for those who come in legally, and many of our ancestors came in through Ellis Island in New York, you know, into the New York Harbor. As you enter the New York Harbor, you'll see a great symbol of freedom. And of course, you all know what that is. Lady Liberty, standing there with her torch, standing there as a beacon of hope to all who embrace freedom. And it's a great symbol of our country. And of course, another great symbol of our country is what's in Philadelphia. And if you remember, the Continental Congress met there in Philadelphia, one of the 13 original colonies of Pennsylvania. And there's another great symbol of freedom, and that symbol is the Liberty Bell. And I remember seeing it when I visited Philadelphia. And of course, as you know, the Liberty Bell is a great symbol of freedom, but interesting, it has a crack in it. And that made me think, you know, why does the Liberty Bell have a crack in it? You know, you may not have ever thought about that. You know, probably something happened to it, but I think it's symbolic. And here's what I came up with. Even though we have freedom in our country, and we live free from political oppression and the regimes of others who would want to oppress us, we have an abuse of freedom in our country, unfortunately. For example, same-sex marriages. And then there's the prayer being taken out of public places, the Ten Commandments being taken out of our schools. And then, if that wasn't enough, the legalization of abortion in America that has killed tens of millions of our babies, that's an abuse of freedom. So no wonder the Liberty Bell is cracked. See, even though we have freedom, sometimes we take that freedom to go the wrong way. That's exactly why we sin. We have a free will, we have a choice, but what we do is we abuse the freedom that God has given us, and then it leads to slavery. Abuse of freedom always leads to slavery. That's why we must pray for our nation. It's very important because, unfortunately, I believe that the abuses of our freedoms is leading us down a wrong path. And our nation is so precious to us. So there's all kinds of tremendous symbols to freedom. And our country is a wonderful place to live in freedom. And we treasure the United States of America. What a blessed nation, founded under God. In God we trust. Then, of course, in the Bible, we have all these allusions to freedom, all these references to freedom. The great story of the Old Testament, we're all very familiar with it. The Hebrew slaves in Egypt, bound under Pharaoh, working hard, oppressed, and God, through Moses, liberated them through the Red Sea, and they journeyed through the desert to the Promised Land. What is that story all about? It's about going from slavery to freedom, from oppression to opportunity, to the Promised Land. That great story of the Exodus in the Bible, in the book of Exodus and Deuteronomy and other places in the Bible, that's the great metaphor for us. Because in some way, shape, or form, we are in slavery, and God always sends Moses into our life, Jesus, those who proclaim freedom, to lead us out of slavery through the desert, through the Red Sea, through the oppression, through the obstacles, to a new opportunity. So what I want to proclaim to you is all over the place in the Bible, you must understand that you are being invited to freedom. Another example of that is the exile. The Jews went into exile in Babylon, and they were there for many years while Jerusalem was destroyed, and then they were set free. Some of the Psalms talk about how they went to Zion rejoicing, because now they've been set free. And there's nothing like freedom. If you've ever seen on TV, sometimes a political prisoner or one of the United States soldiers that's being held in the Middle East will be set free. The great happiness that their families have and the great happiness that they have to be set free. Then, of course, when we get to the New Testament, the greatest announcement of freedom has to be Jesus. He comes to Nazareth now. This is in Luke chapter 4. And when he comes to Nazareth, his hometown, he's going to preach his first sermon. This is his inaugural sermon in the Gospel of Luke, Luke chapter 4. It's interesting. This is his job description. It's his first pronouncement. And what does Jesus say in Luke 4? He said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He sent me to proclaim release to captives, recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed." So there in his inaugural sermon, by the way, I had this read at my ordination. This was the gospel of my ordination, a priesthood ordination, because priests are liberators. Priests are freedom fighters. We fight for the freedom of our people. That's what I'm doing here on this program. I want you to be free. As a Catholic priest, it's my great desire. I don't want you living in slavery of any way, shape, or form. And I talked about all kinds of different slaveries. I want you to be free. You can be liberated from any oppression that you're under. Jesus, of course, this was his job description. And he went about setting the captives free. Then, as we heard in the Gospel of John, he said, "If the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." So I want you to be free. Is there an area where you're held bound? Let me talk a little bit more about freedom. Of course, it's all over the place in the Bible. We're very familiar with it as our country. It's in our DNA. We want to be free. I love what Patrick Henry said, "Give me liberty or give me death." That's the attitude we have to have. We want to be free. In the dictionary, freedom, the state of not being imprisoned, that's a negative way of saying, state of not being in a prison, or the power or right to speak or act without restraint or oppression. That's the definition of freedom. So you're not in a prison. You're free from that. But I want to give you a couple images. Sometimes people think that freedom is, you ever see the hand gliders? I'm free if I'm hand gliding. Or a sailboat out on an ocean. I'm free if I'm out on the ocean sailing. I remember I was watching TV one time and I saw a commercial for Southwest Airlines. You hear a little ding. It goes, ding, you are now free to move about the country. So freedom is seen by most people as being out on the ocean or up in an airplane or hand gliding, kind of away from your real life. You're free. I talked to a counselor one time, and I said, "What's your definition for freedom?" And this is what he said. It's very interesting. It didn't have to do with a sailboat, an airplane, or a hand glider. He said, freedom to me is being comfortable, get this, freedom to me is being comfortable within your harness. Wow, think about that. Comfortable within your harness. In other words, whatever your vocation is, a husband or wife, a priest, whatever your job is, you know, whether you're a teacher, a fireman, a policeman, whatever you do for work, freedom isn't getting away from that. Freedom is living within those boundaries with responsibility, with commitment, and with faithfulness. I'm not free when I take this habit off and I go live any way I want to live. That's slavery. I'm free when I wear this habit or don't wear this habit and I live in obedience. I live with commitment. I live with faithfulness. Remember back in the 60s, we had the hippies, you know, and free love and drugs and sex and all this different thing. People were saying, well, I'm free when I live this way as a hippie with drugs, with sex, with all this different stuff. Do what I want, no commitments. They thought that was freedom. You know what that led to? Unwanted pregnancies, venereal disease, and it led to oppression. It led to hardship. It led to addictions to drugs. See, that's not freedom, that's slavery. Again, freedom is living within your harness and being comfortable. Freedom, you can't have true freedom without commitment, without faithfulness, without obedience. And within those boundaries of your life, there's great room to move. And there's great joy, there's great happiness. So I want you to be free. That's the definition of freedom. And for us to be free, you have to understand, we must be obedient and committed to Christ. Freedom is not free. I remember one time I went to Washington, D.C., and I found out that, you know what? Our freedom in the United States cost a huge price. I went to the Vietnam Memorial, all these names on the Vietnam Memorial. Great place where families would grieve. They would take rice paper and color over it and get the names on the rice paper. Then I went to Arlington National Cemetery. The brave men and women who gave their lives for the freedom of our country in World War I, World War II, the Korean War, so many of these wars. See, freedom is not free. It comes with a price, the price of blood, the price of courage. And then I think about Jesus. The Son sets us free, but it came with a cost. It came with a price. Jesus said, I haven't come to serve. I haven't come to be served. I've come to serve and to give my life as a ransom for many. So this freedom that I'm talking about, freedom from addictions and bad habits and sins, came with a cost, the price of the blood of the precious Lamb. Jesus paid a price that he did not owe, and we owed a price that we could not pay. And he paid that price on the cross. So freedom isn't free. It comes with a cost. And Jesus paid the price. I don't know if you ever heard the story about these psychologists one time did an experiment. They put in a tank a barracuda and a Spanish mackerel in this huge aquarium. Now you have to understand that the barracuda loves to eat the Spanish mackerel. The Spanish mackerel is its food. So they put them both, it's its arch enemy. And they put it into this big tank, and right in the middle of the tank, they put a clear plexiglass barrier. And every time the barracuda went for the Spanish mackerel, boom, he'd hit his nose and it hurt. And then he'd swim away. Then he'd see the Spanish mackerel, he'd go after it again, boom, he'd hit that clear plexiglass and he'd swim away. Eventually, he gave up. He quit going after the Spanish mackerel. Well, after some time, the psychologist removed that clear plexiglass barrier, and do you know that even though he was free to go over and eat that Spanish mackerel, because of its condition past, he wouldn't attack it. And in the same way, I believe that many people live as if they have a barrier around their life and they live in slavery. Now, when I say that the Son has set you free, the barrier has been removed. When Jesus died on the cross, the veil was torn. The barrier was removed. For freedom, Christ has set us free. There's no longer a barrier there. However, we can oftentimes live like that barrier, that wall, those chains, that prison is still there. I got a letter from a woman, interestingly. She was on one of my missions, and this is what she said. She said, "Father, I've been living with the guilt of an abortion that I committed years ago. Many, many years I've been living with this guilt. And it was that constant noose that I had around my neck that would never go away." Then she said she went to one of my services, one of my missions, and she said that when I knelt during your mission at Mass, all of a sudden the thoughts of my sin and my guilt, my inability to forgive myself, flooded my soul. All of a sudden, I felt a hand on my shoulder, and I heard this voice, "Enough already. I forgave you long ago. It's time to move on and forgive yourself." It was such an intense experience that I've never been the same, and I wanted to share this with you. And I love that. She felt the hand of Jesus and heard a voice that said, "Enough already." Those of you who are struggling with addiction, enough already. Those of you who are struggling with bad habits and you feel like you're in prison, do you hear the voice of Jesus in this program? Enough already. Those of you who are struggling with anger and non-forgiveness and bitterness, struggling with self-rejection, struggling with fear, do you sense guilt? Do you sense the hand of Jesus on you right now saying, "Enough already. Move forward. If the Son set you free, you will be free indeed." I have struggled for many years with fear, panic attacks, getting up in front of people. It's been very hard for me. I received a call from God when I was a young person, right in the midst of all those panic attacks. I said, "How are we ever going to do it?" And I sensed God saying to me, "Cedric, I'm with you. You're more than a conqueror. You can do it. I will never fail or forsake you." And I wish God just took the fear away, but God did it another way. And this is the way that God has been setting me free. He walks with me. He helps me day by day, one day at a time. So what I want to tell you is there's two major ways that you can be set free. The first way is deliverance, a manifestation like this woman. She felt the hand of Jesus on her shoulder and she heard those words, "Enough already," and I hope that's a word for you today. But the way that most of us get it is a day by day, "I am with you. You're more than conqueror." That's the name of this series. You are more than conquerors through Him who loves you. And if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. So whatever you're dealing with, addictions, I deal with people with addictions all the time. You have to face your issues. Most people with addictions don't just all of a sudden get this manifestation and they're set free. You have to admit that you have a problem, surrender to God, and then day by day, walk it out. See an addictions counselor. Join a 12-step group. Walk it out day by day. That's how freedom comes. You've been set free, but you have to walk in the freedom. So let me wrap all this up. For freedom, Christ has set us free. Freedom is in our DNA. It's in our blood. We crave being free. Our country was founded on freedom. And we have free will, not to abuse it. We have free will because God is calling us to freedom. And we can live within the boundaries that God has given us. We can live within the harness of our call and still be free. That's what freedom is. It's not free love and being a hippie and just being out on a sailboat. It's living your call and vocation with commitment, with obedience, and with love. For freedom, Christ has set us free. He paid a debt that He did not owe, and we owed a debt that we could not pay. And in the words of Patrick Henry, "Give me liberty or give me death." And I pray that because of this program, you will experience a new freedom in whatever area you're stuck, whatever prison you have, whatever chains that you might be bound with. In the name of Jesus, may you hear those words, "Enough already." And I pray that you will have the courage to walk out this freedom, to go forward, because if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Don't just live, live with passion. This is Father Cedric Pizzania. Thank you so much for listening to my program. I hope you are inspired by my radio program. My goal is to reach out to you and to all with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I invite you to visit my website, www.frcedric.org. That's fathercedric.org. On my website, you can watch my television programs, you can listen to more podcasts, you can make prayer requests that come directly to me, and much more. I have many resources to help you in your Christian life. My resource phone is 844-FATHER-C. That's 844-328-4372. Please feel free to call. Thank you again. Don't just live, live with passion.